This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Former U.S. President Donald Trump received a raucous ovation Monday as he appeared on the first night of the Republican National Convention alongside his newly announced running mate, U.S. Senator J.D. Vance, 2 days after an assassination attempt left Trump with a wounded ear. Reuters correspondent Dan Tu reports.
Trump is due to formally accept the party's nomination in a primetime speech on Thursday to face Democratic President Joe Biden in the November 5th election, while Vance is scheduled to address the convention on Wednesday.
For the office of Vice President of the United States, Senator J.D. Vance.
The 39-year-old was a fierce Trump critic in 2016, but he has since become one of the former president's staunchest defenders, embracing Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was marred by widespread fraud.
That's Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reporting. The FBI said Monday it has gained access to the cell phone of Thomas Matthew Crooks, the suspect in the shooting of former President Donald Trump, as it continues to investigate the motive for the crime. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Neighbors Reuters spoke to on Monday described Crooks as a pretty nice kid who kept to himself.
I've never had a conversation with him, no. But he seemed like a really pretty nice kid, honestly. But no, I never. And he was friendly enough, smile, wave, you know.
He looked familiar, but I never really saw him around, ever. He just seemed to stand away.
The FBI stressed that its investigation is still in its early stages. The rifle used by the shooter was legally purchased by his father. Officials said there was no indication that Crooks suffered from any mental health issues. The shooting is being treated as both an assassination attempt and potential domestic terrorism.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. This is VOA News. While the United States has publicly pressured Israel to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza, an investigation by the Associated Press has revealed both Israel and the United States have allowed tax-deductible donations to far-right groups that are blocking aid from being delivered. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell now announces further sanctions against extremist Israeli settlers in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem.
Today, we have adopted further sanctions against these violent settlers, including the organization that called for attacking the Jordanian convoys.
The AP and the Israeli investigative site Shomram have found the three groups that have prevented humanitarian aid from reaching Gaza, including one accused of looting or destroying supplies, have raised more than $200,000 from donors in the U.S. and Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The European Commission, the European Union's executive branch, announced Monday it will boycott informal meetings hosted by Hungary while the country holds the EU's rotating presidency, after Hungary's pro-Russian Prime Minister Viktor Orban held a series of rogue meetings with foreign leaders about Ukraine that angered European partners. In a statement late Monday, the Commission spokesperson Eric Mamer said the highly unusual decision to boycott meetings held in Budapest was made, quote, in light of recent developments marking the start of the Hungarian EU presidency. Since assuming the presidency July 1st, Orban has visited the Ukraine, Russia, Azerbaijan, China, and the United States on a world tour he's touted as a peace mission. Swedish Finance Minister Elisabeth Svantesson reacted to the move Tuesday by saying she was both angry and quite sad about the start of the Hungarian presidency.
Mr. Orban went to Putin in Moscow. It's an insult not only to Ukraine, but to all other 26 member states. And it's also concerning that the Hungarian presidency doesn't put Ukraine as one of the top priorities in their working program. These two things probably connects, and that makes me quite upset.
Officials in Pakistan report security forces, after nearly an 18-hour-long operation, have killed 10 militants who attacked a military facility in the northwest, leaving 8 soldiers dead. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
In a statement Tuesday, the military said 8 soldiers were killed when a suicide bomber early Monday rammed his explosive-laden vehicle into the outer wall of an army housing complex in Banu. A splinter group of Pakistani Taliban has claimed the attack, which has been denounced by the country's interior minister. Pakistan has witnessed a surge in militant attacks, mostly in the northwest, after the Pakistani Taliban stepped up its attacks on security forces, spurred on by their Afghan counterparts seizing government power in 2021. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.